enjoy my beer the same way I enjoy my Sabbath. This is the perfect pour.
Black Sabbath?
That'd be the one.
Oh, metal.
Metal.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
Nerds, I'm the Nick.
Nerds, I'm the Nick, huh?
Is that you said geeks, I'm Mikey.
Oh, okay.
And I'm Matt.
Hey, Matt. Hey. Back to back.
We're sweating there for a minute.
You never know what's going to happen.
Is he? Isn't he?
Is he?
We don't know.
I'm just going to let them guess every week.
Damn it.
Maybe Matt's in the studio. Maybe he's not. We're just like.
Patreons are dropping left and right.
Just a voice. And like, you're like, yep, they're all drop, 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 drop.
No, Matt, I'm out.
Drop, drop. No, Matt on the tailgate. I am gone. So over the next couple hours, we're going to be hanging out with you, drinking some beer, having some fun, because that's what being a beer geek is all about, right? And we're going to talk about some beer releases to look out for. We're going to love gold, some beer news we deem fun enough to talk about. Our listeners, they call us the very biggest voicemail line in podcasting. We're going to listen to what they're doing, talk about what happened this past week, all that. But the biggest
Did
fun.
I take too much?
It's that's looking at me funny. It's a fun bottle share,
I remember
guys.
The first time I learned how to pour a beer.
Yeah, that's great.
2 inches of beer, 3 inches ahead.
That's right.
And a new beer from, this one's from Zach's Brewing, our favorite. Still being suspicious. We'll play favorites here. It's our favorite.
Yes. Never heard of these.
Still
never
being
heard of
suspicious
her.
Pale Ale from the Zach's of the Brewing of Fresno, California. One of the great views of the parking lot, the employee lot for Tioga. You want a good view of Tioga Square's employee parking lot, you look out the window of Zach's Brewing, get a nice spot. You might catch Matt's vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
One of Matt's.
If you see the Volkswagen rusting away, that's Matt.
No, not rusting away.
No, I tease. It is a solid vehicle.
It is a solid vehicle with no rust. No rust.
Yeah, it has some rust.
The appropriate amount for a 60-year-old vehicle.
It's a work truck in all means. It's not meant to be polished. It's meant to be useful.
Okay. It's got all kinds of bins and things. Fun doors and such.
Interesting.
Well, you guys, I mean, we've all had this beer before, but
this was a Fresyes premiere.
Well, I mean, I had it at Fresyes.
Sir.
I'm cool.
It was called Don't Be Suspicious. This is
Still being suspicious?
Still being suspicious. Obviously, it's a different beer.
I think I had this at Fresyes, though.
Oh, okay. We'll put it back in the can. I'll reseal it and take it home.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Nope, bloop, he's bloop. Trying to contaminate the can so he has the rest of it to himself.
Contaminated.
Well, that's... So I wasn't sure what you guys had at Fresyes. And then I asked them, I was like, what beers did you bring on the podcast? And so I tried to grab what they didn't bring here. So
Yes. I think that's correct because this was not out when they were on the podcast.
Yeah.
You did a good job of that.
I also have a can of Light Fighter in the fridge. We need to break that out. So
No, we don't. That needs to stay in the fridge. And I need to take that home with me.
It's in the fridge fine here. You don't need to store it here.
Exactly. No. Citra did not
my
make
fridge
it here.
Is much more appropriate for stouts, sir.
Huh. Okay.
Exactly. Citra did not make it.
The proper stout.
I think Matt's alluding to something.
I'm not upset about it.
Well, I am. Does that matter?
Well, you can go down there and get your own damn can of Citra.
Damn it.
Citra ass down there.
Citra ass down. Open from Thursday through Saturday, Zach's Brewing, downtown Fresno.
You just got to do a date night at Hot PK and then accidentally end up at Zach's.
Night.
That's what this guy does. He doesn't come and visit me at Tioga, but he goes to those two places.
I can't fool her.
I brought the appropriate company to Tioga.
Oh, yeah, you did.
People that'll drink.
Yeah, people that like dark beers.
Well, kick back and join. Before the show, we had a couple of tailgate beers. One from the New Look Dust Bowl Brewing Pale Ale. I bought it with my own money.
Oh, my.
Dust Bowl. This wasn't one they sent us.
As see, they say on Dorktown, you must be rich.
It's probably in the P.O. box right now.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that. Dirty 30s Pale. It's a new pale from Dust Bowl.
Drinkable.
With their new labeling and everything.
Sessionable.
Sessionable. It's a good afternoon beer.
Woo. It's a six-pack by the pool.
It's not a session beer, but you're saying this is an easy summer drink.
Yeah, well, because saying session beers is so out, dude. Yeah. You just say it's easy.
It's easy.
There
easy
was beer. At least two beer releases I saw today that had session in the name.
Wow. That's old, dude. That's so 2018.
Wow. What year is it?
Yeah. It's not summer 2018, bro. Jeez, session beer. And we also have Slow Brew Double IPA, Still Frothy. It's a limited series, guys, so get there now.
Definitely on the lemon side of that hoppiness.
So that's what we've had in our gullets so far.
Gullet.
And now it's time to get it some culture. Matt, what do you have for culture this week?
Left hand, which we've known for doing
left hand.
Nitro beers,
milk stout.
They are now creating their own category of nitro beers.
Oh,
it is called Flamingo Dreams Nitro or Nitro. It is a.
It sounds like an IPA to me. I think they mislabeled.
It's a blonde. It's a nitro blonde.
Nitro blonde?
That's infused with raspberries and black currants.
Wow. What is nitro doing to that?
So it's going to be a creamy, fruity blonde.
Making it creamy.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, so obviously people like flamingos and they like they like raspberries and currants. And
this
now it's going to be on nitro.
This was the meeting at left hand. What do people like? Flamingos! Okay. All right. We'll go with flamingos. People like flamingos. What else? Currants, black currants.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is a really weird meeting right off the bat. Flamingos and black currants.
What about dates? Shut the fuck up at dates. Nobody likes those.
Nobody likes dates, Dave.
Boy, we picked the wrong day to have the anything goes meeting.
Quit trying to push dates, Dave, okay? It's not going to happen. But dates! Get the fuck out of here, Dave.
I'm up to my eyeballs in dates.
I gotta get rid of these dates. I invested a lot in these dates. My wife's gonna kill me.
Do dates come off trees? Is it a date tree?
Yes.
Yep. Date palms.
Date palms. Cool. Mm-hmm. The more you know.
But yep. If your palm tree's making a mess, it's probably dates.
But you gotta watch out for bad dates. If you're in Egypt or something.
Is this a 2020 interview?
Yeah.
Bad dates.
Bad dates.
Step into this van.
Raiders reference. Wow. Make sure you have a good monkey around that test your dates out before you eat them.
Oh, I see where you went with that.
See?
I'm catching up.
I walked you back. What? Go ahead. Please go ahead.
And then.
We've tangented long enough.
Then there's a brewery that has wronged us. Oscar Blues is...
Wow.
How was that off subject?
No, the it was for us. Tangent. It was a late tangent for us.
Wow.
That was not your tangent.
Can you at least go back and edit out like the 2 minutes that it took you to cue that up?
No, but then the tangent wouldn't make any sense.
No, that's what I mean. Like when you were done talking the tangent, you could then play the clip, not wait till we segue into the next story.
Well, I'll learn about podcasting soon enough.
It's engineering.
Yeah, one of those. I've only done 1,000 episodes.
You should direct this program, bro.
Yeah.
So Oscar Blues has wronged us.
What did they do?
They
bastards.
They collabed with Highwire Brewing, and they are doing three beer releases, but the first one is. The first collaboration is Highwire Rosé Ale.
Oh boy, everybody's got to have a rosé.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. Rosé Fruit Ale. We'll hit shelves April 19th. Sweet, tart, and refreshing. Blends notes of grape and cranberry in this bright, spritzy ale. Rosé wine, blah, blah, blah.
Spritzy and bright.
Yeah, so that's another brewery on the rosé train.
Everybody's got to have one now.
I just...
all I know is that Firestone rosé just sits there at Whole Foods. Just sits there. I'm going to mark it. I'm going to start doing tire marks like they do at the parking meter girls or guys and girls do.
If I start seeing people walk into parties... If I start see people walk into parties with rosés, I'm just going to say, no way, brosé.
You're going to hold that in your back pocket and just pray.
No way, brosé.
You're just like every party. You're basically your whole party. You're going to be preoccupied with like looking at the door.
Yep.
Like, hey, Matt, what's going on? Don't bother me.
Hey, what you got there? What's in the bag?
You're like Ralphie in the line for Santa Claus, and the girl's all, I like Santa Claus. He's like, don't bother me right now. Or no, the wicked witch comes up, and he's like, don't bother me right now. He's like, focus on Santa. This is what you're going to be like. Nah, I got to watch for the door. Somebody might bring a rosé in.
I'm watching the door.
And then finally, some good news.
Finally, geez.
6 Point
it's been all bad news.
Is releasing a new 15 pack. It is in collaboration with REI again. It's the Jammer series.
Yeah.
But they're doing the Jammer Session Pack.
Uh-huh. I'm interested.
So you get 3 cans of the Tangy Session Beer.
Yeah.
You get with 3 cans with the Lemon and Lime.
Okay.
3 with Mango and Pineapple. Mm-hmm. 3 with grapefruit and tangerine, and 3 with cranberry, raspberry, strawberry.
Whoa, now you're freaking me out.
So, the cran-raz.
Cran-raz. Can I get this at REI?
Sure.
Okay. No. I'm going down to REI tomorrow.
REI sometimes does displays of beer, but you can't you can't has beer there.
You can't.
They don't have a resale license.
Oh, wait. They just show it?
Yeah. They'd be like, hey, if you go hiking, drink beer.
Drink beer. All right. I'll take that 6-pack. Nom, nom, nom. You can't have.
No.
This is for display.
Mm-hmm. It is a 4% ABV 15-ounce can, and there's 125 calories per can. So it's low-cal. Mm. And there is a beer for everybody. Mike, you could have the sessions. Brother can have...
Water, apparently.
mango, yeah, pineapple.
You can have water.
Ooh, okay.
You seem like a mango pineapple guy.
I'm in there.
Yeah. And I'll probably do the cranberry raspberry.
Okay. Strawberry. All right. Settled.
So
we'll get one.
Something for everybody.
We're waiting for it. There, 6 Point.
Well, thank you for doing that. And that's
some culture.
Mm-hmm. Those are my culture things.
All right. Nick, anything you want to talk about?
The only thing I want to talk about, because it's the only thing I have to talk about.
You want to talk about love?
I ain't talking about love.
My love is rotten to
the core. Oh. Damn it.
Yeah, got there first.
Damn it.
Because I told you. Before.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yes. You got me there. I don't know what comes after the haze.
That's it. You just got to say hey for a while.
You're talking like Handsome Dan right now.
Handsome Dan.
Or what was it you want to say, bro? Other than Van Halen references.
Yeah, we could go all night. Because this is hard. These are the mean streets.
Mm-hmm. The only ones I know. We don't worry about tomorrow. Sick of these four walls. What you thought was something, or wait, what you thought was nothing might be something after all.
This is when you hit the tangent button.
I like it. No, I think we should see how far we could take Mikey down the Van Halen road.
I don't think anyone else will say that. Please, Nick, was there something we're talking about?
I'm just looking for that old time, long lost recipe for me.
Oh my God, now you're on Sammy or shit.
I have range, bro. Range.
Apparently. Ben, you got any Sharon? You got any Sharon references?
No.
All right.
I don't think I do.
Party over, Mal.
Party's over.
Wait, do you?
I just want to say right now, it's your tomorrow.
Right now. It's a depreciation of America.
That's a live album reference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, Fresno.
Hello, Fresno. You know I'm going to be there. Cadillac Club. You remember, was the Indian 6 feet? What was that band called? Something Indians, local band. Could they manage to get a flyer on the stage? What? Yeah, it was a Cadillac Club show with the Something Indians local band. And he read the flyer.
From Indian Lakes?
No, before their time. And he read their flyer, and Sammy's all, you know I'm going to be there. You know I'll be there.
Yeah, which means he wasn't there. I ain't going to be there.
Sammy wasn't there.
We couldn't go.
He's on tour. He's on fucking tour. Nick!
What?
Get us out of here, dude.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to go deeper. I can't.
Nope.
My brain is not thinking of Van Halen right now. I'm sorry. Somehow Bein and Vine has gotten a hold of themselves.
But they have.
And they procured some 2015 Parabola. And I wonder, does their 2015 Parabola taste better than my 2015
Parabola?
No. Was it properly stored? Was it properly transferred?
Know. Where did they get this
2015?
Are they like Parabola? A comic book or a baseball card shop where they're like people are coming in and reselling? Hey man, I got this 2017 Parabola. You know, I'll give you $5 for them. Well, man, that's what they're worth, bro.
Wow, you think they're buying up?
Buying private sellers.
Yeah. Yard sales beers.
Yeah, yard sale beers. Yeah, they're big yard sellers, the Bein and Vine.
Yeah, estate sale beers.
Yeah, estate sale. We love these beers.
Antiques, collectibles.
No, Mom, we've got to sell them, Mom.
Craft beers.
What are we going to do with them, Mom? What are we going to... But he loved these beers and all these beers and these cans and these bottles.
He loved them more than me.
Mom, what do we get? They're just going to gather dust, Mom. Just sell them. Okay. Look, Parabba Jabba, 2017. We could probably get some money for this.
Okay.
I'll go down to Bein and Vine tomorrow.
Put it next to the silver. It'll sell quick.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about, Nick?
I don't know. I kind of like where that was going. Right. Estate sale beers.
Yeah, estate sale beer. Seller.
It's got to have. It has to have happened by now.
Sell the seller.
Someone has a cellar and then they...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. When Uncle Russ passed away last year, he is a home brewer, so he had all kinds of equipment. And his wife, she was asking me if I wanted it all. And I was like, well, I was like, yes, but I also would rather have one of his brewing buddies have it rather than me. Because it'll sit in my garage until I'm ready to start brewing, which may be...
And you're like,
maybe next year, maybe 5 years away or something. So.
I've already got a Mr. Beer Kit.
I'm set. I already got a Mr. Beer Kit. I'm good.
We're set here.
So she ended up, one of his brewing buddies ended up getting it, but which is good. But
ooh, speaking of
something
brewing,
to think about, man, you gotta let everyone know what you want with your cellar of those beers. Yeah. Who wants them? Gotta, you know, make a little spreadsheet. Give your significant other the access. Say, hey,
yes.
If I die, this is how you get into this, and these are where these beers are going. Or just drink them all.
Why or sell just them? Drink them. Fill the pool with them. Swim in it.
Yeah.
Speaking of brewing, Brew. Brews. Tasty brews.
Tasty brews, bro.
Isn't our local homebrew shop getting ready to move?
Oh, yes. Matt, do you know something about those?
They're already open.
Whoa.
Ta-da.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Bencomo's is now open next to Tioga Sequoia. Wow, the brewery district indeed.
Just become more brewery. Brewery.
Way brewery.
Brewery.
Heavy on the brewery.
Is it brewery in here?
Or is it me?
Or is it
me? That where you're going to walk in, Bencomo's?
Yeah, that's what my first line. Thing
is it brewery in here or is it just brew? Well, that's exciting. Now when
I'm gonna walk in there
now when Tioga's in trouble, needs some extra little hop kick. They can just walk next door.
Ooh, hop kick.
Need some more. Hey, bro, got any more of that mosaic? Here, it's a hot hop. All the kids like it.
Hot hops.
Hot hops.
Whoa, where's that beer? Where's the hot hops beer?
Hot.
Where it only has the trend hops. Hops.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That kind of hop.
Hot hops. It's got a keytar on the label. Little Miami Vice blazer.
That, well, that's where you got to have a section in your home brew shop. Hot hops.
Hot hops.
Like when your record shop, you have new releases.
With the yellow jagged edge
comic
cardboard
book shop,
cutout that says, bam, pow.
Yeah, hot. Boom. The Heroes Comics here in Fresno, they have a new releases wall. Ooh. You know, Tower Disc. I remember going to the Tower Records next to Kmart on Blackstone, the Northgate.
Oh, yeah. Were you one of the campers that sat at the listening booth and never moved and not shared with anybody
else? No, no. I never camped at the listening booth. But I'm just saying, I remember walking in there and they would have the singles, the wall. You look in and to your left would be all the singles and the new singles and new releases and stuff.
Whole Foods keep moving their singles section.
Did they move it away from the beer section?
No, I mean, it's within the beer section, but now it used to be bottom right. Now it's top left.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, look at these new beers. Nope. Those are just pulled out six-pack beers. Never mind. They're not new.
Yeah. They're kind of boring now, Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Once in a while, you'll get something new and be like, ooh.
I think their prices are too high.
The Stone 420. That one's high. It's they're 12-ounce cans, six pack of 12-ounce cans, and I think it's $17.49 or something like that. $17.99.
A bomber of that somewhere.
They had a bombers too.
Okay.
They have bombers
and that
too,
was
but
high.
It was a six pack.
I swore it said like $6, and when the register it got it, it was like $9 or $10.
Yeah, it's $9 something.
Okay.
It was, so might have been $8.99 or something.
I wonder if somebody moved it to the wrong.
Maybe.
Tag.
But yeah, this is a little pricey. I mean, they're double IPAs.
It's good.
But.
Spoiler for Bencott. It's good. Up.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
But.
I do want to have it, though.
Yeah, have it. Definitely have it.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to. My wife was asking me, are you going to save it for 420? I'm like, yeah, I'll save it for 420. And then the next day, I was like, yeah, we're opening this now.
Nope. No saving.
I need a beer.
Yeah. If you're going to save a beer like that, you better have some back. You better have some Joey. You build a safe zone of wall.
A beer moat of other beers.
Yes. Joey orders
The table fries.
Table fries so that he could eat the stuff he wanted
because
without
Joey
having
doesn't
to share
food.
Joey doesn't share food. So now you're going to have to build up a beer moat around the beer you want to drink later.
There's rules to beer.
Uh-huh. I'm saying it's very complicated, this hobby.
Yes.
Was there more, Nick? Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I could think of at the moment.
Okay. I have a question for you guys. You may know this or you may not. Yes. I had to go searching around.
Okay.
Because this term has two different, I would say they're two different explanations for them. Do you know the term Crispies? If you're saying Crispies, what are you referring to in the beer geek world?
Crispies.
The guy only drinks Crispies.
Lager.
Wow. Crisp lager. That seems to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying something completely wrong here, and I'm going to say highly carbonated beer.
Hmm. I don't know that you guys either would be wrong. I think Matt's more correct. Mm-hmm. The explanation I got.
That's a nice way of saying you're wrong.
Well, I figured I was wrong. No,
you could be highly carbonated. You could probably say that and get away with it.
Like a super bright.
I would say that's probably more sparklers. The UK seems sparklers. To use the UK seems to use the term sparklers. Sparkler.
We go so sparkler.
So if it's highly carbonated.
Wow.
They would
say so Han Solo was crispy, huh?
But so Crispies would be, you know, like sort of like Matt saying, but more. I was told more referencing big beer, like Bud Lights and Coors Lights and that kind of stuff.
I never would have got that.
Saying Crispies.
Crispy. Why are they crispy?
I don't know. I kind of like Matt's more term of just like lagers, like light lagers.
Mm-hmm. That's crisp.
But you also could be using it for beers you put in the crisper of the refrigerator.
Ooh, yes.
So you're just like, you're just jamming them in the drawer just to like, they're just sort of in there for, you know, use, you'll use them when you need to use them, but they're. You have to put them away because they're not allowed in the regular section of the refrigerator. So you got some Crispies. So two terms I think you can use for that. So I was just learning that. I just wanted to see what you guys say. I have another question for you. This is one I thought about this week, and I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, and maybe there isn't a difference, but I feel like there is. If you take a hoppy lager,
all right,
and a hoppy pale hoppy IPA,
okay,
let's say it's a single hop, they're both 5.0, the ABV is 5.0, they're both single hop, same hop, mm-hmm. One's a lager, one's a pale. Do you think the hoppiness? Do you think the hoppiness would last longer with either one, or would it be the same? A hoppy lager against a hoppy pale.
Wow.
Everything's the same except for one's lager yeast, one's pale. One's brewed like a pale, one's brewed like a lager.
This might just be the most technical question we've ever asked.
Do you think one of them would last long? Would taste hoppier, fresher, longer?
I feel like this question is the equivalent of what's heavier, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers?
Maybe. I think you may be right on that.
What if what affects hops is two things, time and temperature.
So it doesn't matter then. A hoppy lager would last just as long as a hoppy pale, vice versa.
The only thing that would be different is lagers, you don't necessarily have them hop forward. So if you get to the point where the hops do fade, it'll probably still be enjoyable. But if you try to drink anything that's considered a hoppy ale, that's where you are seeking the hops in the forefront. So if you just have a malty or a resiny ale, it would not be preferable to you. Not that it would be bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I like that.
Lagers are more forgiving when it comes to hop presence.
I like that.
But if you were somehow to be able to look through the can and assess its hoppiness and how it's degraded, they will probably have the same arc.
Okay. Gotcha. I like that explanation.
All right.
They're gonna last just as long, but the lager is gonna taste less bad to you because you're used to a lager tasting whatever it tastes like.
Wow.
Gotcha. There we go. Figured it out.
Nailed it. Put that on Pinterest.
Boom. Yeah. Make that a graph.
Unless the brother disagrees.
I have no science to base my thought off of, but I'm just wondering, will one give you the impression that the hops are still around longer? Like, will the lager clear the way to make you, will you taste the hops more? Will they be more prevalent in the lager than in the ale?
I understand.
Because the ale is going to have a different feel to it, a heavier feel, not as crisp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
So,
what will the base recipe do to the hops? Is what I'm asking.
So we're kind of talking the same thing. Yeah. So like myself with General Sherman IPA, I've had it off the Bright Tank. I've had it a couple days old. I've had it a couple months old, and I've had it 4, 5, 6 months old. Mm-hmm. And you could definitely tell where the beer is in its lifespan. Like I said, it's not going to hurt you, but
right.
You can definitely tell when it gets to its end stage of its life. But I mean, with a lager, it's not that it complements it well. It's just you're looking less for hops. So if it just tastes more like a bready beer, it's not bad. But mm-hmm. A hop forward ale, when you're used to it being a crisp IPA or a hoppy IPA, and it's not that anymore. That's where that's that whole mind thing where you're like, oh, I'm drowning. This is terrible.
Barf. No, that's my name.
But the lager, you'd be like, eh, it's all right still. But the pale, you're like, ah, it's ruined.
There's no hops in my beer.
No hops.
Think of IPAs like a 2-liter soda bottle. When you get down towards the end and the carbonation's low and it's a little bit oxidized, you're just like, well, it's still soda, but it's not what I was going into this wanting.
Yeah.
Smash.
All right. We need somebody open up.
Freshie.
If we have a crowler, maybe, sitting around the table that somebody wants to open up. Because I'm starting to lose my buzz here, guys. And I cannot finish a podcast without being buzzed.
Make me open a hazy.
Let's listen. Let's listen to how Nick opens a crowler. Here we go.
I love gold.
New beer donated to the show. We have such great listeners donate lots of beer on the show. And this one is it's Homage Brewing. I believe that's a chef beer. Somehow it didn't get labeled though. But
is that one labeled?
Yeah. Let's see. No. Why the homage does not get labeled?
It might be ants.
I think you're right. I think that's ants. This one is called Blue and Green Hazy Double Mosaic. Come on, Nick. Mosaic.
Oh, well, thank goodness. At least there's something in there worth a damn.
It's not that hazy. And the
that's what she said.
And the, looking at it, I mean, it's not clear, but there's not a lot of fluid. Come on, Homage, you couldn't mess up Mosaic, right?
Oh, they tried. Where's the hazy lagers at?
Yeah, how long would a hazy lager last? Well, Homage is in the Southern Californias. It's in Pomona.
Pomona.
Oh, it's just so close to Garage Boy territory.
Ooh.
One of those Garage Boy haunts.
Yeah, Homage, and then go to a swap meet.
Yeah, it'd be good. Raceway. Pomona has a raceway, if yes. I think correctly. So much to do in Pomona, guys.
That's right. And you get hit up Ontario, go to the mall, swing into San Dimas, hang out at the Circle K.
San Dimas!
Everybody knows San Dimas High School Football Rules.
San Dimas High School Football Rules!
Socrates. Bill and Ted's 3
coming out. Oh, my God. Bill and Ted 3. You think that's going to be good?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be, right?
How could it not be good?
I need to see who's running it, though.
That's mm-hmm. what's going to make a difference.
Yep.
It's the Coen Bros.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. That would be amazing.
So,
it's
a little darker, but amazing.
Oh, okay. It's a Tim Burton.
Ooh.
You call me tonight and leave me a voicemail.
Finally, it only took a month to play this.
Matt wanted it, so.
Will you talk about beer? Tell me your drive.
Oh, boy. You can contact the show, get your voice on the show, get your little podcast on the show.
You could do cover songs of Paul songs.
Yeah, you can cover all the Paul songs. We would really appreciate all those things. 559-492-0542 is the Dork 10 Network's voicemail line. You can also email us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. But first, let's go through the voicemail line and see who the hell called us. Who?
Hey, guys.
Who
I'm driving.
Whoa, be careful.
Florida. Hey, guys. It's Florida Steve.
Wow.
Long time no talk.
Who?
I've been pretty busy being industry now.
Wow.
I'm actually leaving industry, work now. Got home. I'm doing a lot of deliveries, actually. 3 days a week, I am delivering product out to our accounts, and 2 days a week, I am in the brewery, helping out in the brewery. So, yeah, that's pretty much my work week now.
Nice.
But I know you guys are wondering where all the foreign reps have been.
Yeah, well, what are you guys doing?
It's been kind of quiet, just kind of taking it easy. It is snowbird season in Florida, after all.
Sober season?
There is probably going to be a Get It coming up very soon. If you guys haven't checked out the United Craft Beer Forum lately, I've got a poll up for a bottle share at West Palm Beach Brewery and Wine Bar.
Whoa.
That I'm trying to set a date for. And Al Green and Hoppy Libation both voted in the poll for a certain date in May. So hopefully this will happen.
This will happen?
We'll see. I'm going to leave the poll up a few more weeks and see what happens.
United Craft Beer Forum on
Facebook.
And also,
I got a contest going at the forum as well. I've got it's a creative beer picture contest. Members can submit their pictures of beer as creatively as they can. And I'm actually going to have Mrs. Florida Steve judge and determine the winner. So,
good.
Yeah.
She's a good judge.
And the winner will be getting Modern Times coasters and most likely a special beer from my beer fridge.
Ooh.
So, we'll see.
Seller.
But that's what's going on with me. I hope to hear from other Florida reps as well. And it is the world between worlds right now. I'm calling you on a Thursday, so
God.
You guys won't hear this until next week. Anyway, guys, that's all I got. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Very nice.
Whoa.
He got extra at the end.
Yeah, extra cool at the end. Thanks, Florida Steve, for checking in. We're getting a little worried about Florida there for a minute there.
They fell off.
Thought they fell off.
What's going on, Perfect Four?
Hey!
It's Colin.
And Janine.
Oh!
And?
Montana Jim.
Wow.
Marie.
And a guy who loves beer. So we've been accused of not being Rammy enough on our calls.
More Rammy!
So we're at a bar in like a brewery.
We're at Mother Earth.
Mother Earth brewery in San Diego. Having a big two.
And then
I'm having a California cream
stout that I've ever had in my life.
We're having a golden stout.
Oh yeah, Jesus. The imagination, golden coffee stout on nitro.
Jim's
favorite beer in the history of ever.
This should be a video call. It would have been so much better.
We had a video call. That might be kind of cool. They did.
San Diego, get it with the Garage Boys and
Colin and Janine.
Colorado reps.
Yeah, this is a big get.
Man, this is a large get.
We get it all day today. Like, we've been going to Stone. We went to...
Oh, yeah, cheers to Noah at Stone for hooking us up.
Yes, thank you, Noah.
Yeah, Noah's the man.
Gracias, Noah.
Hey, man. Noah.
And then we went to...
Latitude.
You know I'm going to be there.
And now we're here at Mother Earth. It has been an awesome night.
So we're closing this motherfucker down.
So cheers, high flux, and the alcoholism. Yeah, we're trying to find a place that will have us, and everybody keeps closing their doors at like 7.
It quickly closes the doors. Oh, my God. The garage boys, close the doors.
The Lord's Day.
Sunday.
So we decided that there's three, actually, members here that we can actually do,
we can do a 6-minute call.
9-minute call.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're only at 2 minutes now, so we have... one more minute for you.
Oh, God, no.
Mikey starts being a little bad boy.
Very cool. We're having a fun time on our Get It time, and I think we've converted Kevin and Marie to listening.
Yeah, so if you hear that,
they told you that. They're not listening.
Calling the show, it might be our friend Kevin.
You converted some new listeners there, buddy.
That's right, Chief.
Oh, yeah.
Dear heaven.
Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Scotty B thought it would be the best idea for a call, but we did put it in.
We put it in anyway.
Yeah, we threw it out there. We said, fuck it. It's going to be fun.
And
can we all
always drink beer here?
Beer here? Oh, the Buku is my favorite beer.
Imagination.
Imagination.
California Freeman.
Style.
I like California Freeman.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. That get it is just barely hanging on.
Ooh.
It's about 20 minutes from just completely just being done.
Going off the rails in the hazy train?
Yes.
You know, we have social media. They could have done a video call. We could have posted.
Yeah, really.
Frederick Moore.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I haven't called in like a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been hectic.
And?
I am 4 weeks away from finishing my degree. My work is stepping up. We got a lot of stuff going on at work. The baby's all over the place. Man. So it's tough. But, you know, what can I say? Life is life. Anyway... Since Puppy Libations called me out, I figured I should get off my butt,
lumber,
call the show, even if it's just for a few moments.
Dealing?
So, yes, Angry Chair is technically in my territory.
Lumber.
However, I'm not ashamed to say that I've never been.
What?
I don't have time to.
You should be ashamed. Not every day is Live Fest, is it?
I have had Angry Chair, but always at other establishments, such as the Bricks. Down in Ybor City, and you know, a couple other tap rooms around town. But I'm not gonna go all the way down there and stand in a line when I've got
Angry
all the
chair
things going on. But anyway, if you really want, I will try to find a way to score some Angry Chairs.
Yes, we do.
But,
we don't want you sitting on it.
Not that easy to do around here. Anyway, cheers to everyone. I haven't seen you guys in forever because I've been keeping my head low, just chopping at this wood. I want this dang degree. Daggone it. Anyway,
get it.
Keep up the great work, guys.
You keep up the great work. You keep up it. Number. Get that degree. What's more important? Calling the perfect pour, listening to the perfect pour, saying the perfect pour beer, or a degree?
No. Not all of the above.
I think it's giving us stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yep. Giving us stuff pretty is the right answer.
Always.
Give us all your stuff.
All the things. Do we need
Give
more
us
beer?
All your estate.
You could walk right over to the beer fridge.
I could.
I'm just gonna pick barley wine, so that's on you guys. Oh, if geez, I go to the fridge,
I better do it. All right,
I'll go to the fridge and go, give me the heaviest thing you got. And the beer fridge gnome will be like, here you go. Hey guys. What?
Nope.
Yep. Wrong fridge, Mike.
There we go. Try other handles.
You're good.
Okay.
Wow. It sounds like he's right behind me.
Let's see. Beer rattle, beer rattle, beer rattle. Ooh, there's some chewier beers.
Sounds like you're in a cave. That's weird.
Oh, look at this. This one's...
It's a deep fridge.
This one's got some mosaic.
It's way in the back. You don't knock the mosaic, sir.
Oh, well...
Wow. Instantly opens fridge beer.
No question, just go. That's what you're getting.
So did you fall in? What happened back there exactly?
I don't know. Does that sound like I fell in?
Yep.
I got to do
a... Do a rinse.
Rinse.
We're doing a rinse. Yes. Do not contaminate.
Put it flavors. On the rinse. I'm full of references this evening.
Wow. Good. We need help.
Nice and frothy.
Oh, boy.
Going around the table now from left to right, your podcast, Ella, beer donated to the show by Chef.
Chef.
Stop Bears. From Chicago, Illinois. It's gold. It's super gold. It's a gold can. What is it called?
Mirrorball. Mosaic Centennial Citra Hopped. I believe that bottom font looks like, what is it? Monty Python.
Yeah, so yes.
What brewery is this?
Brewery. Mirrorballs. Hop Butcher for the world.
God damn, it's got hops, all right.
Hopbutcher.com. Shift it forward.
All right, we're still doing voicemails. Thank you for this delicious
quick video. Side note. I thought that they legitimately made a bad commercial. That was Rhett and Link. Is that their names?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guys that do the Good Mythical Morning. They did a series where they made commercials for people, and they made that commercial. But that's just something I found out.
What are we talking about?
The shift it forward, the transmission.
Oh, guy. Really? Oh.
Somebody those intentionally made that video for him.
Wow.
It wasn't just like, hey, dude, this is cool, right? It was just like, it wasn't like somebody that's totally detached from reality was like, this is cool, right? I have money to make. No, somebody was like, no, you should do it this way.
Somebody purposely made, see, that just takes all the fun out of
fourth
that.
Fourth wall.
Boo. Now that video's ruined.
Ruined it.
You'll still watch it.
No, never again.
I will never shift it forward or in reverse.
You're just going to slam one of these doubles and go watch that.
Hot Tub Time Machine. Hot Tub Time Machine. So we are at Colin Strauss Brewing Company.
Wow.
This is Colin and Janine.
Hi. And
we have a special guest.
Can you hear me? I'm drinking.
Hey, it's got to be.
We are drinking at Carl Strauss. And so we decided to just do a call off the cuff. We didn't have a plan or anything. I think it's okay.
I thought we were going to plan this. What happened?
Well, we can make a plan. If this call fails, we'll just make a new call. And
that's right. It's recording anyway, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. We don't give a shit. If it doesn't work out, that's fine. They can, well, yes.
Thanks.
So apparently.
Give us some echo.
Well, so apparently Mikey edited our call last time and put the echo effect in when we said,
Or somebody else.
Remember when he
into
did that?
The whale's vagina.
Yeah, so we're that's here fun. Now. We all made it. It's really good. We're having a blast. We're having an absolute blast.
It's much warmer here than it is in Colorado, in the whale's vagina.
Yes.
Yeah, this should
we have two other friends with us.
It's comfy.
It's comfy, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is comfy.
It's comfy.
We've got two other friends. They've made calls before with us from Steamboat. This is Kevin and Marie. Kevin.
How you doing?
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Ooh.
They wanted to
they're from Colorado.
They're from Colorado. Thanks, Denver.
So we have a question for you guys. What's the question, Scotty B?
Man, you really should have scripted or rehearsed. Or, I don't know what question we have for him. Okay, so, hey, I want Colin and Janine to be on the show.
Nope.
So that means that with all that money you guys get from your Patreon, you got to pay for their plane tickets to go to Fresno.
You look at the budget. Hotel.
They cannot get
this. Is it like fun? No. And I'm a jerk.
A hotel in Fresno.
I like craft beer and travel.
We'll pay
oh, and
that.
You can't just fly. You can't just fly Janine out, okay? Because like I know what you're thinking.
Just Janine.
Whatever.
All right, we it can only get Janine higher.
You guys are fine. So fine. This call doesn't work out. We'll make another one, but we appreciate you guys so much.
Oh wait, wait. We still have a little bit of time. So. Colin went back to the hotel with me when I checked in, right?
Oh, bet you did.
This is the first time this has ever happened in my life, me checking into a hotel.
Honeymoon
even
suite?
Back in the 90s when I used
say
to be...
Gentle hands. Say gentle
when,
hands.
When I used to be 90. Into some... Not so... well, when I used to party like a rock star. But anyway, so... Oh, time's ticking. Anyway, we get into the motel room and we're having a beer waiting for our Lyft ride. And they call and check up on me. And I think it's because Colin was with me and they thought we were like up to something. I don't know.
Right here? Yeah.
Gotcha. And then one more.
More beers on the way.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, that one's mine.
That one's yours.
Cheers, bro.
It was kind of weird.
You hear that, Carl Strausswetter?
We're running out of time. You're almost 3 minutes.
Well, I think that they might more beers? Yeah. Actually, we have 3 members of the Perfect Pour Golden Gods. Here we have Janine.
Ooh, it's
myself,
a golden get it.
It's got to be honorary member of the Perfect Pour.
No, he is a member.
No, he's an honorary member. He's like beyond the
member. They're trying to reason.
Another level.
They're reasoning with us.
We don't
want
to spiral on the end of this, but...
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do another one, Chief. But maybe not. Let's find out.
All right, keep up the good work. Guys.
So what I got out of that is Janine wants to be on the Perfect Pour.
Yeah, let's get Janine. We're flying Janine in. We'll save enough.
Who? Colin? Who?
Patreon money for Janine. And we'll get her on here. And Colin can just listen from Colorado. He's like, ah! Damn it!
As she drinks us under the table.
Yeah. Yep. She'll guess good. Oh man, I think the get it's still going on here. I feel like we're not.
Are
done.
They using aliases?
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
I can, Scotty B.
Can you guess where I'm driving back from? Well, from you probably heard it. Me in another voicemail. This one's mine now. That was Colin.
All right.
Technicality. No.
So separate.
No.
Okay. So, I know you're probably tired of every time Scotty B meets another Perfect Pour listener, he leaves a voicemail of what a wonderful person or people they are.
Yeah, well,
he's
I'm so
sorry,
nice.
It's true. It's true. I'm
Stop
sure
being nice, Scotty B.
I'll meet a Perfect Pour listener that's a jerk. But that wasn't
say
this
it.
Weekend. Because Colin and Janine. My gosh. I mean, jeez.
Dear
Talk
Lord.
About some great.
What a great craft couple.
Down to
craft
earth.
Couple.
Funny
indie.
People.
Are they
indie couple?
I mean, really,
they're an indie couple.
They were really fun.
Yeah.
And their friends, Kevin and Marie. Yeah, not Donnie and Marie, but Kevin and Marie. They were really fun, too.
But oddly
they
enough, they're brother
were
and sister.
Laughs. We had so much fun. But let me tell you how. Going into the whale's vagina started for me. So, going through L.A. and Orange County, no big deal. I mean, traffic's, you know, it's kind of crappy. But nothing compared to exiting Orange County and entering San Diego County. It was stop and go right at that county line. And it took, like, forever to get into the heart of San Diego. Oh, my gosh. And, like, I had to pee so bad. We're just, like, crawling. We're stopping. And we're barely moving.
Yeah.
And there's this rest area, right?
Big old cup.
A packed
oh,
rest
you
area.
Got,
there was no place
go.
For me to park. So I drove through the parking lot of the rest area. I'm like, oh, guess I'm not going to pee. And then I get back on the freeways that, very slowly.
I went to emergency
and
park.
I'm just creeping along. I'm like, well, I'll just wait till I get to Pure Project, which I did. And you know what? I was like, I guess this is my life now. Not being able to pee. Having to pee,
yeah.
But not being able
That's
to.
Life.
I just kind of got used to it, you know? It's just like, oh, it's just, this is the way it is now. This is my life.
This is your
so,
life.
So, thought I'd share that with you.
Thank you.
But other than that, it was so much fun. It really was.
Super.
I'm running out of time, so I'm not going to give you a breakdown of the breweries we visited. Maybe Colin and Janine will. Well, anyway, keep up the great work.
Thank you, Scotty B. Yeah, we need more rest. I think Scotty B has brought up a really good point about California and needs more rest stops.
Rest stop reviews.
More rest stop reviews. Rest stop podcasts. Is what it needs.
There you go. And truck stops.
Yes.
What does your Flying J look like?
What is your Flying J like? I don't know.
Hello.
Hi.
These beers are so good.
Wow.
And this is the pour de perfect. The perfect.
Oh boy.
It's perfect. My bronze in Francisco.
Is this going to get cut?
Greetings to you from the San Diegos.
We'll see.
San Diegos are so good.
They're laughing like this is false.
There's nothing better than voicemail improv, guys. Sit back and relax and enjoy.
I introduce my friend to my new favorite beer.
Yeah.
On the blonde coffee stout on the nitros.
See? It's take it off.
Wonderful. This is great.
More smell it, Rob. Nothing better.
It's a good decision. Yeah. I'll show you good decision. Bye!
That's good.
Someone drops a glass.
That's like more than... Oh, okay.
Not involved in that. No.
Are these guys Hans and Franz? Or
no. It's very bad, huh? Wow. Oh, that was it.
So someone had a sense of...
I think there was at least two...
Just cut it off.
There was like at least two solid accents. Probably a third one in there, too.
Yeah.
It was kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Which means one of them talked the other two into it.
Vaguely Northern European. I don't know.
It's kind of like the donut shop that also does hamburgers and Chinese food.
Yes.
That's kind of what that called. Uh-huh.
And tattoos.
Yeah.
Tattoos in the back. That's funny. And that was fun.
Or like a record shop that also has a nail salon in it.
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be good. Ooh. Like, oh, maybe I can get the wife to go.
What do I get for $5 more?
Get your nails done, and I will search through these bins for 3 hours and be completely happy.
Yes.
So I got to find that find. Got to get that find.
That's right. Here's that Righteous Brothers 45 I've been looking for.
Finally. Do you be here?
What's up, Chu? Why are you way away from the phone?
I figured I'd change up my intro. Cruising in my Suburban. Everything went well with the tranny. Had an engine light go on, but I figured what it was.
Ignore it.
Fuel cap.
Put a tape over it.
That's right.
A quick little thing, Holmes. A little shake up out here in the San Fernando Valley with brewers, Holmes, and breweries. So my question to you guys is, I don't know if it's a question, but it's like a concern, Holmes. Like, how does a brewery keep a brewer, Holmes? Like, what?
Pay them money.
Pay the money, Lebowski.
About a year ago, lost a brewer. Andy Black left, and then they got a brewer from a home brewer from Maltos Falcons, and then he ended up leaving within a year.
And then they got Scotty B.
Iron Triangle, over in downtown LA, and McLeod picked up. Didn't pick up Holmes. They what they did was.
What happened was,
gave two of their employees.
You see what happened was,
that position. One became the head brewer, and the other one became the assistant. They've been doing great things. Listen to that engine.
How many horses do you think in there?
Is
that
solid,
302?
Solid 302.
Society and their brewer left.
That's deep,
right?
Though. That was deep sounding.
No, he cut them off after the pipes.
Society was based on their beers, and that bottle did a lot of good things for them.
Yes.
So,
fourth gear at 35 miles an hour.
A brewer happy.
The drone.
Do they give them a partnership? Do they give them ownership of the brewery homes? You know, like,
give them everything. They got a good brewer.
I noticed there's a lot of loyalty between us, the community, the drinkers, but where's the loyalty with the brewers, eh? Like, second. I noticed they bounce from brewery to brewery.
Third.
And, you know, as a loyal McLeod drinker, I stick with McLeod homes. I drink their beers. I don't drink their brewers' beers. So, what's the catch?
It's a stick. Like, he's got a stick.
It's not a
bad is that drink. Normal? Is that something? Wow. Is that normal to this community?
A stick shift suburban, sir.
I understand.
I mean, I know Ford would try something like that.
You know, obviously, you want more money for your family. Yeah, what and stuff, that? But like the Iron Triangle thing, Salato just left because I felt like maybe he wanted to. I don't know if it was money, but it felt like he left just for the glamour, because Iron Triangle is more of a hipster. It's a very... you would not see me in their homes. Their fucking bartenders wear bow ties and shit. And they make beer mixed drinks. So I'm not all about that, Holmes. I just want a beer. If you're going to put something in my beer, it's going to be fucking nitro. That's it, Holmes. Answer that question, Holmes. I got some other stuff. I'll call you back.
Okay, bye. All
right, your beer. I have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
Whoa. Are we at the Ramate? What's going on here? Where's my elotes?
Chute brings up a good point. Like, there's a lot of brewer moving around.
Yeah, but how much of that is false ego and, you know?
Yeah, there is definitely a lot of ego involved with some brewers.
Are owners really being stingy with the monies? Or are brewers being portrayed as heroes and overselling themselves?
I don't know.
Chances are, if you see a brewer and they have, and they're not at their own place,
mm-hmm.
and they're known as, hey, this is a guy that used to work at Russian River, Stone, this, that. Chances are they'll keep moving down the road to something else.
Mm-hmm.
But
why do they keep, like, what do you, like, to choose point, what do you, let's say you've got a really good brewer.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep the, you just keep paying them? Like, no, like he's like, I want to move on. And you're like, no, all right, more dollars, like yeah. $2 more an hour. Will you stay for that? Will you stay for blah, blah, blah?
It's usually creative control. Hmm. From my experience, a lot of brewers, they,
so it's most false of ego.
Most of them, they don't care to brew the same beer all the time.
But why?
Because that's not interesting.
Or is it that they're living in Instagram world and thinking, oh, I need to be innovative?
But us in the real world, we have to do shit every day that we've done the day before, and we don't mm-hmm. like it, but we gotta fucking do it because it's money.
And then there are brewers that they want to make the same beer with the same quality every day. And that's why there's a balance act. Say you do make 10 of the same beer, but the 11th beer is something new or different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that variety. And there's also, like I said, the other thing where if chances are if people move around, they'll probably keep doing that unless they find a spot to where they can be their top dog or their own brewery or have more creative control. From my experience.
All right.
Ego.
There's not, yeah. Like I said, if unless they started the brewery,
uh-huh.
there's a lot of moving around. Only the guys that started the brewery seem to stay.
Well, yeah, because like Matt said, they have the creative control then.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the rest believe they need to have that control. Maybe they shouldn't.
At least at my work, we've had the main core three guys. They've maintained for, they're probably coming up on 3 years as far as being the same three guys. There's been some part-time help that they've had that they have exchanged out since then, but same reasons, you know, creative control, different opportunities, whatnot. But those three guys, they kind of practice the model where they switch it up. It's one guy's doing the filter, one guy's doing the brew, and the other guy's doing the cellar work. So it's like they kind of rotate. So it's like you're not always filtering, you're not always brewing, you're mm-hmm. not always, you know,
and that's doing helpful. Whatever else. And but Tiago is at that point in their life where they have that much production,
mm-hmm.
you know, say you're a little bit smaller where you don't have three guys can't do three jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two guys can do three jobs
mm-hmm.
and or three guys can do one job.
That's wow. Is that common core math?
That's common core math.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You deduct 10 from everything.
Oh.
And you have brewers.
Okay.
I just saw a photo from Sour Jim, Firestone Walker Sour Jim. He's standing next to Emilio Estevez.
Oh.
Mighty Ducks.
Emilio Estevez.
And he was
the coach for the Mighty Ducks?
He was talking about...
Is he still the coach or did he move on?
He was talking about the beer that they collabed and they did a Feral Estevez with grapes made from his winery.
Oh.
Or vineyard, I should say.
Okay. Celebrity Feral beer.
There you go.
Estevez Estate Ale.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim here.
Whoa.
Thought I'd start off this week by asking you guys, what is your favorite adjunct to throw into a beer, and what style of beer would that adjunct be in? I'll start off by saying, I think the easiest one, but the oddest style, I'm going to say vanilla and, well, vanilla in a blonde stout or a white stout. Now, that being one of the more uncommon styles of beer, I will also back that up and say, in a regular stout, I prefer maple. Kicking out to you guys. While you're thinking about what you think about your answers, I'd like to throw a little shout out and a thank you and a cheers to the Scotty B. Mr. Bibbles met me up this weekend. I dropped a beer off with him for you guys. I don't know if you guys had it or not tonight.
No.
It was a new release. Woo, woo, woo. Haze Alert Double Hazy IPA from Green Cheek Brewing out of Orange, California.
That was a Green
Mikey
Cheek.
Looking out for, and I was listening. I listened to most of the episodes.
Good job, the most.
And then finally, I wanted to throw a cheers out to Colin and Janine and Ant and his lovely wife.
Easy.
We all had a nice little multi-state get it down in San Diego on Sunday. Had a lot of fun. Had a blast. Pulled a couple strings. Got in to the
industry.
Stone Brewing Tour in Escondido. Shot over to Pizza Port. Had some fun there. Went over to, where else did we go? I guess we hit Burgeon Beer Company. They were a blast.
Like a burgeon.
And then I think we ended the night at Mother Earth. Seems like I'm missing a stop somewhere in the middle there. Yeah, I wasn't driving, so I was just kind of directing traffic.
Not driving.
Anyways, it was a lot of fun. I hope to meet up with them again sometime in the future and have another get it. And I guess that's all I have. You guys get those answers out, right?
I forgot your question, Fontana.
Good. Good job. Hey, here's a trivia question in the night, in the call. What are the four essential ingredients in beer?
Huh?
Come on. I guess the modified rice.
Coffee beans.
Coca-Cola. Coffee beans.
Ingredients.
Lucky Charms.
Required for beer.
Filtered water.
Bye.
The rocks. The fish tank rocks.
Ooh, yes. Yes. Filtering medium.
Right. Exactly. The charcoal fish
charcoal
tank
filtered.
Rocks.
Yeah.
So we got charcoal fish tank rocks.
Uh-huh.
We got olives, right?
Ooh.
That sounds right.
You're going for a little tang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
kidney beans?
Kidney beans. And peeps. Easter egg. The Easter peeps. Man.
Perfect season for beer then.
Yeah. That's what you use, right?
Yes.
What was Jim's first thing he said
peep
at the
filtered.
Beginning? Peep beer.
Peep stout. There's your adjunct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what it was. Adjuncts. That's my favorite adjunct. That's actually marshmallow is my when you're talking about stouts, I love marshmallow. If you're gonna get marshmallow in there, I like it.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I also like tropical pineapple
Dole Whip.
And IPAs, if you're good, I mean, and I don't prefer over a regular IPA, but if I'm going to adjunct my IPA,
I'm down for a churro stout.
You like churro stouts?
I could go for a little cinnamon
and
sugar.
Do you find mini churro stouts?
Not many.
No.
But something a little warm and bready and churro-y and cinnamon and sugar.
Disneyland should really have that.
Yeah. Beef leg stout. It's another favorite.
Yeah.
Chimichanga stout.
Mm-hmm. The whip. All Disneyland related stouts and IPAs.
Yes. beignet stout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No mint julep stouts, though.
Oh, okay. Well, got to stop somewhere.
Draw the line. Corn, California Adventure corn dog stout.
Do you have a what?
Do you have an adjunct, a favorite adjunct?
In stouts?
In anything.
In anything?
Any beer. What's your favorite
cotton
adjunct?
Cotton candy IPA.
My favorite adjunct cotton is hops.
That's not an adjunct.
That's a normal ingredient.
That's norm. That's for the straights.
That's store norms.
That's for the straights, dude.
Totes be, norms.
It'd be a grit if it was...
A grit?
If it had no hops. So.
Wow.
I guess vanilla.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow. Begrudgingly gives a vanilla its due.
Pretzel bun stout.
Okay. Well, that's all the voicemails, but we do have an email from Ants. Ant with a Z. Ants. Z. I guess I think I'm supposed to read this, so we'll see what happens.
What did we do
I've
wrong?
I've not pre-read it, so. Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is Ant and Robin.
This is Ant.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to check in and let you know that we had some pretty fun. We had some pretty fun get-its last month. We're heading up to Robin's dad's near Modesto. Oh, you might be on the 99. So we decided to text Nick to see if he wanted to meet up at Zach's.
No, he's busy.
We met up and had a great time trying some beers we had before and some new ones. We met Steven and Gail and ended up closing the place.
That's right. They got to stay after hours.
We had a super fun time. Kind of bummed that mysterious Mikey and Bearded Brewer couldn't join us. But maybe next time.
Wow.
Thanks so much to Steven and Zach and Gail for the great beers and Nick and his lovely wife. Karen, for the great evening. This past weekend, we got together with the Fontana Gym and headed down to San Diego to meet up with Colin and Janine for Janine or Colin for short. What? We met up at Stone and Jim got us a hookup to take the tour. It doesn't seem like I don't think that's a hookup. I think you could just take the tour.
That's a regular thing.
Jim's all trying to sell it like I got us a hookup, guys. So you got us the tour? Yeah, it's a hookup. So all these 20 other people, they got a hookup too? Yeah. Only hookups. Only people with the hookups can get on this tour, bro.
Is that different than a get it? A hookup?
Yep, a hookup. Then we hit up Pizza Port. More great beers and delicious pizza.
That sounds amazing.
Pizza Port's awesome. And then we checked out Bergen Latitude 33 and ended the night at Mother Earth. Such a great time. Tons of laughs. And got to meet Kevin and Marie. Friends of... This Kevin and Marie. I'm kind of tired. I got to say.
They're in.
I'm kind of tired of Kevin and Marie this week. Kind of at it with Kevin and Marie. Just an awesome day all around. Super fun. Hanging out with them. Felt like we'd known each other for a long time. Thanks overall to the Perfect Pour for helping us make some great new friends. Since it looks like we don't have a rep for San Diego, we have three reps for San Diego. Looks like the Garage Boys and Girl can be the reps for the IE and the SD. Keep up the bop, 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 bop. Bye.
Boppity boop.
Boppity boop. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. If you're wondering about reps, in your town, in your city, or a city you're going to visit. PerfectPourPod.com/reps. Look at that and scroll through and see if there's a rep in the area. And if you're like, hey, nobody's rep in my area, then you can just email us and say, hey, I want to be a rep, or just contact us, wherever your preference is. And you get to be a rep for the show, as you can give recommendations and possibly meet people.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
thanks everyone for contributing to the show. All those get it's and all the fun you guys had. Thanks for letting us in on all your fun. And speaking of fun, new beers are always fun, right, guys?
Oh, is that a hint?
The new beers are the most fun. Beers to look out for, some new releases. We like to, you know, gosh, every beer geek, all we care about are new things. It's not Flagship February, it's new beer all the time. And Matt, what are you looking out for?
The first one is, I don't know.
It's a beer that we've all looked out for.
It's called Fear Movie Lions. It is a double IPA. It is a West Coast meets East Coast IPA. Wow. And I forgot to write down the brewery.
So. Fear Movie Lions? Lions? As in the cat? Fear. The large cats?
Movie Lions.
Wow.
So.
That sounds like a band to me. Mm-hmm. Fear Movie. Are you going to see Fear Movie Lions at Strummer's, bro? Mm-hmm.
And the second one, it's this one's looking out for you.
All right.
From Icarus or Icarus Brewing. It is called Yacht Shake.
Icarus?
You want a yacht shake?
Oh, don't yeah. You? Oh, yeah.
It is a double IPA with vanilla and lactose, Northeast style. That's all Mikey right there.
There's a stripper I used to know called Yacht Shake.
Yacht Shake, double IPA with vanilla and lactose.
That sounds good, though.
And then Modern Times has a new collab beer, and it comes in a 19.2-ounce can.
Yes, 19.2. The hell kind of ounces is that?
It's called Abaddon. Abaddon. It is a Helles lager in a 5.2%. And their hashtag for the 19.2s is called Long Boys.
Long Boys.
B-O-I-Z.
Long Boys.
I would have to see them. Do you know, is 19.2 never been used before?
That's or
is
somebody pipe use size.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's the one that doesn't fit in my hops later.
I don't know ounces. Yeah. Nothing fits in the hops.
It's the 16-ounce can, but
it's
like
be
an
24
extra,
or 25.
It's the 16-ounce can, but it's uh-huh. like another 3 inches taller.
Okay.
That's so same width.
Gotcha.
But it was cool to see Modern Times just doing a
good for them.
19-ounce can.
Good for them. I need more 24 to 25 ounce cans in the craft beer world, guys. Start making them.
Thanks.
Because I invested in these hops layers. All I got is Easy Jacks, so the only things that fit in them. I mean, there's only so many Easy Jacks I can drink. What else, man?
Sorry, I got chilled.
Oh, that's it.
All right.
Those are my Ben, or looking out for us. Keep, not my Vincots. That hasn't happened yet.
Keep them lean and clean. Manic.
Who?
That's your name, Manic, right? Manic.
Today it is. Get something dark in here.
Can we turn the light on?
Gold.
New beer. Listen.
Oh, you can't even hear it. It's inky black. It's just pouring out
see?
Like.
You're like, if you're a good train listener, you know that it's, was a 16-ounce growler can with
it's darker stout. Than the beer label.
Growler can. Is this a growler can?
One of them growler cans.
Growler cans.
16-ounce growler. Crowler, sorry. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Wow. It's the second hour, guys.
He's in charge, folks.
We're in the second hour, and things happen in the second hour. It's no longer a professional show. It is a show.
Okay.
And I don't have that beer.
Show.
The beer stopped coming over here.
Oh, you want this?
Yeah, I would.
There's the middleman.
That damn middleman.
Middleman.
Yeah, you guys could have passed
absorbing
it.
Absorbing all the profit.
You guys could have long-armed it over on the other side.
Long arm. Stretched long arm.
and just poured it in my
lap. Boy. Mikey's trying to get double pour by lap pour and mouth pour.
This thing is dark as hell.
You guys should just get one of those like reaching arms and you could just pass it over the table.
I want this. We need those. I want the sushi treadmill.
Yeah, the sushi treadmill. We need that in here.
Get a lazy Susan.
Hazy Susan.
This thing is, I don't know that I've seen a beer this dark.
Well, you have Inky not black. Lived, sir.
Mm-hmm. I could write a fill a whole moleskin worth of this with this ink.
Wow, and your quill.
Mm-hmm. 87 years ago.
I passed out because I was drunk.
Were you looking out for anything, Nick?
Bear Republic.
Northern California's Bear Republic.
Challenge Series Double Brute
Challenge
Citra and Galaxy IPA.
Those are good hops.
Yes, but it's a double brute. I know you guys are like, what?
Yeah, I think double brute's all right.
But it's got a cool label.
Oh, as long as it has a cool label.
Label by.
Yeah.
And Resident Brewing's Chasing Citra Pale Ale.
Chasing Citra.
Yep.
So is it not Citra hopped? It's like a different hop, but they're like chasing.
Oh,
no, like,
I hope not. That's a
mean
trick.
Chasing Citra. They're just like, we're chasing.
Dangerously close to tasting we're actually like Citra.
Centennial hop, but we're Ooh. Chasing Citra.
Wow. It's got a C in the name.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah. Oh, what was that? Some weird stuff going on.
Whoa. Louis farting.
Guess so. Is that what you're looking out
That's
for?
What I'm looking out for.
All right. I'm looking out for a beer since it's Easter time, guys. It's April.
Oh, way to go.
You need a peep ale?
I need a, well, I'll take a peep one, but how about a Cadbury egg?
Yes.
That was the second place I was going to go.
Where is my Cadbury egg stout? Cadbury
we were talking cream. About that at Zach's.
They make, cream they, meal? They make peanut butter cup, lots uh-huh. of, you know, Carl Strauss, mm-hmm. Belching Beaver make peanut butter cup beers, and they're great, wonderful right. beers. Like, I love Cadbury eggs.
Uh-huh.
They're my favorite thing on Easter.
Yes.
Why can't somebody make Cadbury egg? One. Where is it? What the fuck is it?
Yep.
Apparently a tiny brewery called Flatland Brewery in Elk Grove made one a year ago.
Elk Grove.
When I think one of the listeners was referencing like, oh, I've had this beer or whatever, or I've had a beer like that or something, and then Flatland Brewing was like, it's already been done. We did it in 2018 called Cream Ale. Or they called it Yeah, cream egg.
Well, man.
But like that doesn't do me any good, Flatland
make Brewery.
It's not sitting here in front of me. I can't buy it. So nope. Somebody make a Cadbury egg beer. I want it. Producer Becky is even trying to find it on tap. She's all, give me that. I'll find one.
I'll do it. So, I am radical.
It's too late now.
What?
It's too late now. Nobody can make it. It's going to be past Easter by the time you... Put it in the freaking fermenter.
Fine.
Damn beer takes 3 weeks to freaking
way to go
make itself.
Make yourself ass. Beer.
Go, lazy ass beer. Go. So next year, I guess somebody make me a crackberry egg stout.
Crackberry eggs.
It's crack. It's like crack. Things are damn good. Sandbox Brewing Company.
Ooh.
The Tracksuit Life.
No.
Yes. It's got a cool can. It's got a tracksuit and it's like half zip down tracksuit for the label. It's a total label vibe. I want it. My daughter's getting into long distance running and right now it's track season. So she's
you
across.
Mean track suit season.
Yeah. She's a cross country runner, but this right now is track season, so you're forced to do all the track stuff, the 800 meters and the 1500 meters and
all the meters.
So I've been spending a lot of time at tracks. I've been like 4 days a week I'm at a track somewhere.
Wow.
And I had to get myself a track suit because you can't be out there in the track that much without a track suit.
That's right.
it looks awful. I got it off Amazon and just... It looks like a Russian gangster guy tracksuit. I have tracksuit now. Eh?
You only have two stripes instead of three? Is that
yeah,
what you say?
I had three stripes on mine.
Oh, okay.
So you're I got to get a different tracksuit. I can't like wear. I can't wow. wear the whole thing together because it just looks so bad. I have to either wear the pants or the jacket. I can't do all together. Oh. It just looks so ridiculous.
Did you take your pants off and then jacket?
Yeah, I do that all the time. Okay. That's for
there was an SNL skit about, I think it's What's Up With That? Ooh, and Jason Sudeikis would wear the tracksuit and do,
yeah,
the
guy
the running,
did,
man.
Did running man. Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff.
That's what I think about.
What's up with that? What's up with that? So the original Hopaholic rates this beer at a 4.25 on Untappd. So. Sounds like it's probably pretty good.
There
beer.
You go. Pretty good.
It's double New England IPA, in case I didn't mention that. Arizona Wilderness and Almanac Brewing.
Whoa.
Phoenix's Arizona Wilderness teamed up, or Tempe's technically, teamed up with Almanac Brewing of the Bay Area, did Shades of Citrus. It's got tangerine, Valencia oranges, and grapefruit, all from Arizona in there. And listener Josh Henderson rates this beer at a 3.75. Says it's very lemony. So there's some beers to look out for. Untappd. We've got an app. It's called Untappd. We all can use it to drink beers with and tell everyone, look, this is a beer I'm drinking right now. What do you think of that? Eat it, bro. I'm drinking this beer and you're not.
Eat it.
This is what I usually say on Untappd when I check into a beer.
Eat it, bro.
Eat it, bro. This is my Untappd review. It just throws the brewers way the fuck off. They're just like, what is this guy? I'll just rate it 3.25 and I'll just say eat it, bro. So the brewer has no idea, like, what is he talking to me? He's like, what's he saying? What's he trying to say?
Is that how the new kids drink beer nowadays? They eat it?
Eat it, bro. Like, is that a recommendation he's giving? You should eat this beer.
Turn it into a slush and eat it, bro.
Eat it, bro. Matt,
open up your mouth and feed it.
What did you drink this week of interesting things of drinking?
At the Lazy Dog, I had a Panic IPA.
Oh, back at the Lazy Dog again, eh?
Yeah, there was some late night grub that happened.
How late did those guys open over there at the Lazy Dog?
They were open till midnight last night.
Wow, look at them. Good job.
They're fantastic for apps.
They've got great apps. I hear they have, although they don't have the best in the valley, they have a burger, a peanut butter and jelly hamburger.
Oh, I don't get that stuff.
So that's apparently really good.
I've had one of their regular cheeseburgers.
There's somebody in Atwater that has one that way better. Yeah, but peanut butter and jelly hamburger. And you're like, whoa, that's gross. But apparently it's amazing.
It works more than you would think. Mm. And what is it? Burgers and More, a food truck in town, they do one.
Oh, they do?
Yep.
It's good?
Yeah.
All right. I will remember next time they're at your place.
When I was at Pine and Palm for their anniversary, I had a 1991. I had a Coat Factory, Foggy Citra, Flaming Moe, and a little sample of one of their stouts.
Flaming
Moe. Moe Tweka. Pub quiz was back, so I just kept drinking Lancelot. That's what I wanted, and that's where I wanted to stay.
Pendragon. Did they have anything hoppy on tap this time?
Outside
of Lancelot?
They had the Qui-Gon, which was Pineapple Northeast.
Master Qui-Gon.
Something else. And then finished off my Dublin Blues 4-pack, and then finished off the 4-pack that I had of Level 30, which was the Drake's collab with somebody. So,
Drake's collab with somebody. Somebody Brewing.
Somebody Brewing.
Nick.
What?
That was Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. You will likely not reject your friend request.
Likely to take a friend. Mm-hmm. I had the 420 from Stone. Enjoy by.
Yeah, bro.
There's no birthday party in here.
That's my skull.
I had. What else did I have?
Yeah, what else?
I didn't untap anything this week.
Dude.
Oh, I untapped After Hours from Pine and Palm. So I had an IPA as I was picking up my stout bottles.
Wow.
I figured that was a wise choice.
Okay. Have an IPA with your stout bottles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I found, so there's a little place in Fresno. I don't know if this is outside of Fresno.
I've been there. Oh, okay.
But it's called the Meat Market.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually place to buy beef, not pick up loose tail.
Hot dudes.
Yeah.
That place to pick up hot dudes. It's a place to buy meat.
And they have a small, I wouldn't even call it a starter door. They went beyond the starter door into, what the hell are you doing with this door?
Oh, boy.
So they have a ton of Three Monkeys and Tac Ops.
Wow. Okay.
And then Dogfish Head beer.
Okay.
And so I bought a 6-pack of Dogfish.
Did they have 559 beer?
No, they didn't. Maybe they did. That does kind of sound.
W weird. Brewing?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's old.
Yeah.
So they had Dogfish Head 90-minute IPA, which I was completely prepared to pay $16 for this.
Wow.
Right?
That sounds right, probably. Okay. A 6-pack you would
talk about? A 6-pack?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
$8.99.
What?
Yes.
A 6-pack of
Dogfish Head.
120 minute, you said?
90 minute.
90 minute?
Yeah.
For $8.99. Ooh, that's a steal. They don't know what they got.
I don't think they know what they got.
They don't know what they got.
I don't think they know what they got. Not one bottle of Tabasco sauce in the damn place.
Ooh.
But they got, and they have a lot of sauce.
Meat Market does not want you to use Tabasco sauce.
They do not like Tabasco for sauce.
Wow.
Tapatio's fine. Oh, sure.
Well, yeah. Gotta have Tapatio.
But if you ever go to Chipotle, they have this smoked Tabasco.
Uh-huh.
And it's awesome.
Oh.
And I haven't found it yet.
Okay.
Locally.
You can't buy it.
I'm sure you could buy it. But
maybe hold the Cost Plus, maybe?
Ooh, that might be a good place to check.
Check them out.
Check it out.
They got the beer, too.
There you go. Via sales.
Any more?
And then. Yes, that is all the beer. I had lots of whiskey this week.
Whoa, whiskey. Whiskey time.
Whiskey
time. You know what the Eureka Burger, they got like a whole friggin' menu of whiskey there.
Well, yes, they do.
Jeez, what's up with that?
It's not cheap. I think it's $20 for a flight of whiskey.
Wow. How are they on the whiskey? Like, is there indie whiskey? What's the whiskey world like? Is there indie whiskey and corporate big beer, big whiskey?
I think it's really hard to find indie whiskey in the whiskey world. Okay. I think most of it is buyout whiskey.
Like, there were whiskeys that were indie and then they got bought out?
Yeah, I think they've all been absorbed by a bigger company.
Huh.
Because there's so many of them now. How can all these...
Well, I couldn't believe that Eureka Burger, it had a whole page on the menu was all whiskeys. I was like...
How do you open a distillery and then instantly have a 12-year-old whiskey? That's what I want to know.
Got 12-year-old whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been aged for 12 years.
Circa 2018.
Yeah.
Huh? How does that work? Oh, it works.
Might be family-owned distilleries still. I think Buffalo Trace might be smallish owned. I don't know if they're completely independent. But they, and then they own a few brands. So could go that route.
There's no micro whiskeys.
Oh, no, there is, but they're not. You know, if someone has got a 12-year-old whiskey, you're like, yeah, you're not micro.
Yeah, nobody's, no mini, like, small indie whiskey people are having, be able to sit on not stuff yet. That long.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world, this whiskey world.
It is nuts.
I also went to the Pine and Palm anniversary.
Ooh. We had separate.
Yeah, separate. We all three. We all three went, and we're all three at separate times on the same day.
Mikey started out the gate, and I closed it up.
Yep, went early. I was there with Reggie U 559.
Whoa, legend! Man, whoa, legend!
Legendary.
Perfect poor listener.
Legendary. Had some tacos. When I was there, they had a taco truck. But they left when I left, so you guys did not experience.
It was barbecue truck.
It was taco, what you talking about or something. It was a taco pun truck. I'm sure Matt knows
Taco about it.
Yep. It was taco about it. They had child labor in there. That's all I know. I was like, wow.
Family business. That's what happens.
Yep. So I had plenty of Pine and Palm. The third anniversary barrel aged stout with the coffee, the Cryo 7, which I was being a snob there. I was asking Roger, I was like, how old are these kegs? Everything I was ordering, like, how old's that keg? And I said, that Cryo 7, how old's that? He's like, yeah, it's pretty long in the tooth, but it's still good. I was like, okay. I think it was my favorite thing I had there that day was the Cryo 7. So
yeah,
that's a good beer. I also went to the Eureka Burgers. Had get this. First beer I had, a stout.
What?
The Patsy from Barley Forge.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. And then I had the Stone. The Stone got Mad Hops. Stone got Mad Hops IPA. That's all right. Nothing to get crazy over. And way back there, I had the opening day, my opening day where I just hung out, yes, watched baseball, drink beer, ate chips and dips all day. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of Tioga's, that garden vibes, still tasting good from Tioga, the New England IPA, and the Fulton Street IPA.
Ooh.
So that was a good day. And Bell's even stopped by.
How did the
Bell's had himself a Fulton Street and Garden Vibes. He really likes the Fulton Street. Bell's is a supporter of the Fulton Street.
How did opening day go?
Good.
Yeah.
Went by too quick.
Oh man.
Nice. It was a lovely day.
They did okay.
The A's won that day. They played in the afternoon, which is rare for them on opening day.
Maybe that's the secret. Maybe they're late bloomers.
Yeah, it was a good day, and then I was at the track later on.
And
I stayed sober enough to go to my daughter's track practice, and I walked. I think I walked / jogged 3 miles after that. So I'm a professional drinker. Called a professional drinker.
Walk jog.
I drank beer all day. Still went to track practice. Still did 3 miles on the track. That's a man right there. It's drinking. What else? Did I do anything else? Probably not. That's a lot. That was a pretty big week for me. I haven't had that big a week in a while. That's good. We good? We got beers going on here? We got anything active here?
Got that. We drink that
Mirror Ball, the Light Fighter. There's still Light Fighter left? I got still being suspicious over here. I'm good. We're having fun. And we're doing this. Oh! Mid song, sorry. Do you have some
cheers out to to Roger and number two, thanks for hosting a good anniversary party. It was a fun day.
Big day.
Cheers out to the Matt Vaught and Kayleen and Stephanie. Those are the people I've been doing pub quiz pretty regularly.
Do you guys have a name? Do you have a name for your team?
Most of the time, we try to revolve it around Jeff Sucks, which he's the quiz host. But
your team name is Jeff Sucks, the host's name.
Yeah, but we've been pretty consistent with Brutang Clan.
All right, Brutang Clan.
Brutang. So, cheers out to those folks.
Brutang Clan ain't nothing to
fuck. Clan?
Clan. I don't know how to talk.
Yeah, so.
All right. It's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough people getting cheers. Nick.
Reserve the cheers. Cheers to new Instagram followers on our Perfect Pour page. Mm. Catch Brewing. Brewskies 305.
Brewskies.
Mel G 1058. JL Craft Beer Geek. And what? I thought that's not right. That can't be right.
It can't be right.
Beer and budgets.
Beer and budgets.
Woo. Sounds deep.
Yeah, it's getting serious.
I don't want to think about the money I spend on beer.
Yeah, no, me neither. Yeah. All right. Big cheers to our new Golden Guy. Woo-hoo! Single cam slam. Is that new Golden Guy?
I think he needs the Line Fest alert.
I know. Really? Right. He does, huh? I mean, single cam, thank you for joining the team of Golden Gods. Golden Gods, please welcome Single Cam into the family of Golden Gods of properness and two-with and two-forth. So Single Cam now, his whole world has been opened up now. Mm-hmm. Now he gets to listen to the tailgate audio of the Perfect Bar, which is so super and fun.
And he gets access to our fax number.
Yes, you can fax us any time of day or night. Mm-hmm. All you want, you can fax. Doesn't matter how long. You can
get joke of the day. Just the over fax.
That's right.
Fax us the joke of the day.
Dot matrix font.
So thank you, Single Camp. We did lose one last month, but we gained one, so we're cool. We're all evens. We're still evens on the Golden God front. Patreon.com/perfectpour. Those people are Golden Gods that donate money to us. And we've got a $5 or more a month level of sophistication for our people. And you get bonus audio and things of that nature, which is cool. And we get the money to help pay for the show. We're getting really close to sustaining without using any of our cash fund personal. We're getting close. We're not quite there yet, but we're very close. So thank you guys for keeping us there. Really barely have to pay anything out of our pocket. So it's pretty rad. And, you know, all these people, all these podcasters on Patreon, it's great for them. When you have a beer podcast and you're on Patreon, you have more expenses than the regular podcast. Because we got beer and beer-related things.
Lots of R&D costs. We got to take,
lots of R&D costs, lots of just straight-up beer costs, lots of Ubering costs, a lot more costs involved than the regular podcast. Other podcasts, they don't have to worry about Ubers.
That's right.
We got to worry about them, all right? The other podcasts don't have to worry about buying beer. We got to worry about these things. So it's an injustice, really. But we deal with it. So thank you, guys. It really is cool. Also, thanks to this_Justin3, Donald Adams, T. Daily 814, P. Knettle, that's Paul, and a Frosty DG. Frosty DG, look at him up on Untappd. He has 8,039 check-ins.
Ooh.
And here's his unique count, 5,479 uniques. They don't even say uniques anymore.
Wow.
On there, but it's uniques.
It's uniques.
Come on, Untap. We know they're uniques. 5,479 uniques. Pretty impressive.
Oh, they just Frosty. Call it beers now.
Yeah.
Beers.
Beers. They took away uniques and it just says beers now.
Why?
I don't know. And it doesn't make sense. Because you would think beers would mean just like, yeah, just general. That's how many times you've checked in.
Yes.
So, Untap, you got to go back to uniques. Just giving you advice. And I kind of know because I use your app more than you guys do. So, that's true.
And also podcast more than they do.
Yep. Yeah. They don't even know what's going on over there. I don't know what they do. There's 100 people working for Untapped. What are they doing all day?
Not one of them.
We're not. What are they doing? Jesus. It's frustrating, guys. I don't know. I want to get paid by Untapped.
Oh, yeah. Dream Untapped job. Go.
Oh, geez. I'm just R&D beers.
Board monitor?
Yes. Monitoring board action.
Board sweeps.
Oh, that sounds good. Where I'm just like, I'm monitoring. I'm imagining they have a NASA center, NASA style center. Untap does,
and
there's just like
down.
There's just like 50 people.
We got a board down,
and every person has their own little control center. There's all the huge screens up there.
Yes,
but then everybody has their own little computer. They're like, they're all in charge of one little thing, and you're in charge. And like, I want to be one of the guys that the board specialist. You're like, oh. Somebody's checking in three beers, but they said they're at Zach's Brewing, but Zach's Brewing isn't open right now. What's going on? And then you start researching. Like,
check-in verification.
This motherfucker's checking in from his house. Zach's Brewing's not open. Then you start launching investigation.
Yeah.
Open a ticket up on
okay,
that.
Okay, he's got 2 minutes and 50 seconds to load in the hashtag last night beers.
Yeah, he better use that. He better use that... Use that late check-in.
Late check-in. Hashtag late check-in.
I actually, on Twitter, talking with one of the Untapped people, like, I was saying, we need this. And he's like, you would use that? And I was like, yeah, I'd use that. So, I don't know. They may develop
the late check-in thing?
Yeah. Whoa. Like, there needs to be some sort of click. Because I have to write it out all the time.
Late check-in. I am currently not drinking this. This is a late check-in.
So I need
not an alcoholic. It's 6 a.m.
I need something... for this to be make it easier on myself. All right, everyone, thank you for listening to the show. Hope you had fun. Be safe. Check your dates. And have a great week. We'll see you again next week. PerfectPortPod.com. PerfectPortPod on the social medias. Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm adjuncting. Dun, dun, dun. Dude, come on.
Pew, 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 pew.
Write it out.
I like it.